Now here is Jane to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
We have a variety of stories in this final news section. A long-running Central City ice cream shop is moving. A group of visually impaired students experienced a taste of air travel. Norwich Cathedral celebrated Black History Month, while plans for a piano bar in another church have fallen through. Tim will start us off with an ice cream.
A long-running ice cream shop that has served generations of city folk is set for a rebrand ahead of moving into a new home. Giuseppino Ices is preparing to relocate into a new hatch on Hay Hill, which recently reopened after a £3.2 million redevelopment project. The ice cream stall was initially left in an awkward position when it was partly fenced in by works before being moved to its current location on the corner of the hill. New proposals lodged with Norwich City Council show the ice cream business is set for a rebrand ahead of its planned relocation into a larger timber-clad building. Giuseppino Ices has applied for permission to display new Joe's Place branding on the hatch, which will serve ice cream, coffees and other drinks. The project includes improved seating, better designed steps and a fountain.
A group of pupils with visual impairments has been given a chance to experience the world of air travel. Students from Wensum Trust schools who are either blind or visually impaired were welcomed to KLM UK Engineering's training centre as part of a partnership between the two organisations. The visit saw students who face significant challenges in accessing air travel given the chance to explore an aircraft. It was designed to help youngsters to develop familiarity with the scale and layout of an aircraft, including key safety features, and build confidence should they ever wish to take a flight.
Norwich Cathedral has celebrated Black History Month for the first time. The special service was held during the choral evensong on Sunday, October the 20th. The event started with a procession of African drumming by the Norfolk-based International Music Group. The Norwich Cathedral Chamber Choir led the choral evensong, performing music and compositions by African heritage composers. And the Bishop of Lynn, the Right Reverend Dr. Jane Steen, closed the service with a blessing. Reverend Tim Yao, a priest in the Diocese of Norwich and a mentor with the National Racial Justice Unit, attended the service and said it was a powerful and unifying experience.
Plans to transform a historic city church into a piano bar and art gallery have been scrapped due to complications with a Grade 1 listed building. St. Margaret's Church in St. Benedict Street, looks set to have a new lease of life under the proposals, which were submitted to Norwich City Council in May. However, due to a series of unexpected discoveries stalling the project, applicant John Taylor has pulled the plug. He explained, "St. Margaret's, although it is a wonderful building, needs a lot of work to turn it into a usable space, particularly a licensed bar. There have been several delays in the project, partly down to unexpected discoveries, something that's not uncommon with Grade 1 listed buildings. And these delays have combined to push the project to a point where I don't think I can get it up and running by Easter 2025. However, Mr. Taylor's dream is not yet dead, with plans to open a bar and gallery in a nearby location in the not-so-distant future."